So your hair is shedding? Is it breaking off? Are you seeing a lot of these little fairy knots, little single strand knots everywhere? Every time you try to detangle, you come up into a single strand. Sorry. Yeah, that's what we're about to get in on this episode. And I can feel your pain. I know I just big chops. I don't be having these problems anymore because I cut them all off. Okay. So today we're going to get into how to deal with the shrinkage, how to deal with the single strand knots, how to deal with the breakage, and pretty much prevent those things from happening.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every week, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there.
Hi, curl friends. Welcome back to the Proud and Curly Podcast. I'm Sierra, your host, and I'm excited to be back here with another How to Grow Natural video. Before we get into the topic today, be sure to like this video if you're watching with us on YouTube. If you're listening on a podcast app, the link is always down below in the show notes. Go ahead and subscribe to us on YouTube as well and support us because we're doing a lot of video content and interact with you guys more in the comments as well, which is really exciting. If that's ever changed on the podcast apps, I would love to communicate with you guys there too, but I have to keep asking you guys to come to other platforms because, you know, I can't really talk to you over there, but I love y'all for downloading the podcast. I really appreciate it. And hey, thank you. And if you are downloading the podcast or subscribe to our podcast on any podcast app, if you could please, please, please leave us a 5-star review either on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can leave us a review would be much appreciated. I just haven't seen the reviews and I just need to know, are they popping up? Are y'all leaving the reviews? What's going on? Because I see y'all's comments on YouTube. Y'all reach out to me on Instagram. Leave your review so everyone else can find it and know that this is the show. This is the podcast to listen to. I'm trying to bring it back. We're trying to pull it back in with giving you guys more value. So just share with a friend if you could. Just support and help support us. Share on Instagram and tag us in your stories whenever you're listening or watching the podcast. That would be so helpful. Thank you so much. So first things first, if the shedding or the breakage or the fairy knots are excessive, I'm going to say y'all need to consult a professional, see a doctor. I know that sometimes shedding and hair breakage can be hereditary or it can be other things that's going on with your body as far as your health. Like, there are other factors that could be at play that are causing these things to happen. So I would say that you need to work on that first, too, if you're noticing that it's something that's unusual and not usual, or if it's something that does run in your family, definitely even reach out to those family members and see, hey, you know, I'm having these kind of troubles or these kind of problems. Have you ever dealt with anything like this? And what did you do or what would you suggest as far as help? But also, if you can, go see a doctor. I know it's kind of hard to be like, oh, I'm just going to go to this random, like, hair doctor right now. But if you can even, like, maybe consult them in some other way, maybe online or something like that, I would say do that because I don't know a lot about hair breakage and shedding like that, but I do have members in my family that deal with that and other things like sensitivities with skin and stuff like that. I know that that's something that might be more beneficial if you do consult a professional for that. The second thing I would say, how is your detangling process going? Do your products have enough slip when you're detangling? Are you able to easily get through your hair and easily detangle? Or are you finding yourself a lot of the times running into knots, pulling out a lot of shed hair, or pulling out hair, which is breakage? Sometimes that's all it is that you need a better product that has good slip for detangling. I'm going to be inserting a clip of a video that I made about 4 years ago about how to finger detangle. I love to finger detangle because you can be very gentle with your hair. And I talk about the products that I use to detangle my hair, or that I use to detangle my hair, because now I don't really have to do much. I just put my hair in like this and it's pretty much detangled already, which I did in the shower. And it's this hair, my hair at this length can have a slight bit of detangling to do, but not really. I mostly always have detangled in the shower though, so I'm going to be showing you guys that at the end of this video episode. So a little, you know, a little video from the hair vault. Also, when you're detangling your hair, like if you have a lot of hair, or if you have either a lot of hair, like your hair is thick or your hair is very long, you might need to start detangling in sections. And I probably should have did that more often when I had my hair longer, but I was just like, I'm not trying to do all this extra of parting off my hair and then detangling each section. But it can really help, and it can really help you pay a lot more attention when you are doing each section, so you're not just going through and further tangling your hair more. Because sometimes if you do have single strand knots, or if your hair is very tangled, it can get even more tangled and cause knots when you're trying to detangle. So first, you need to make sure your products are good. You need to make sure that you're being gentle with your hair. And you also need to maybe even try out sectioning off your hair so that you can pay more attention and give more attention to each section to fully go through it before you move on to the next, so that it's not getting tangled with everything else. Also, have you tried to use any tools to help you detangle your hair, such as a dimming brush, tangle teaser, wet brush? I also have a video on this comparing the wet brush and the tangle teaser right here in the Hair Vault playlist. So before I started this podcast, I made YouTube videos on my natural hair, figuring it out, my natural hair journey, going from micro lengths, pressing, to cutting out my perm, to then trying out different styles, trying to figure out different things about going natural. And then here we are with this podcast. But I do have a playlist from my old channel, or from my other channel, that has my old videos on it, which isn't available on my other channel, but the playlist is available for this channel, basically. I want you guys to be able to see it if it's helpful for you, if you're trying to figure out, oh, do I want the wet brush, the tangle teaser? My personal favorite is the dimming brush, but I don't know if I've made a video on that or put that in a video ever, but I do like the dimming brush. It costs a little bit more, but it's really good. And they also have some new detangling brushes out now that I don't have any hair to try it on. So I think it's called Easy Detangler, or that's one of the brands. But yeah, do you use any tools to detangle your hair? Do you even use a wide tooth comb? Because that could be it for you if that's what you want. But the tools pretty much help you detangle, especially if you have a lot of hair, or if you have a lot and you're trying to get through it quicker. Or if you're not used to finger detangling, it can get you to the point where you are able to finger detangle if you would like to do so. I just like to be super gentle, and then sometimes I would just never have the brush around the shower when I'm in the shower washing my hair, so it just makes more sense to use my fingers if I have to then get out and go find the brush and then get back in, you know. So that's pretty much, I was just lazy. But you know, if you guys are trying to try something new and figure out a better detangling process, I would say try implementing or playing around with those different things that I said, and see if that helps with the shedding and the breakage and the fairy knots. Doing that consistently, that should help with shedding, because it's going to get out the shed hair. So the next thing I would ask is, when is the last time you got a trim? You're supposed to be trying to get a trim every 3 to 4 months. I know that I was like in the mindset when I had my hair longer that I didn't want to really get too many trims because I'm trying to grow out my hair. But the main thing with the trim is it's cutting out the single strand knots. So if you get trims regularly, your hair isn't going to be going into split ends, especially if you transitioned or you do a lot with your hair. You do heat, you do maybe coloring, maybe you're just in your hair a lot and your hair is prone to get split ends possibly. That's when your hair can become a fairy knot. Those two ends that are going other ways are going to wrap around each other. Sometimes your hair strands just wrap around each other in general when you're doing different things with it, when it's getting all messed around, like you're in a ponytail, then you over here in this, and then you laying down and you got a hat on, whatever. So a lot of different things can happen to where you will get these knots. So getting trims can help just keep that up, help keep it fresh, help keep the ends clean and keep them ready to go. So try to get a trim every 3 to 4 months if you can, or trim your hair yourself. Even if you just, I would just part my hair off. After I wash it, I would probably part it off in 4s or 6 and do some little twists or whatever. And then I would cut a nice little chunk off of the ends of the twists at different sections of my hair, so I can make sure I'm doing the nape of my neck, this part, and then this part. So I'm not just cutting a lot of it off from the back. But something like that where I can trim off some of it, I'm trimming off like about this much, and then I can know, okay, I mostly got my ends. I got most of my ends, like it's going to be better upkept, even if I'm not able to go to a professional and get it trimmed. So something, you know, will help. And also, if you ever see a knot or a single strand knot, or you're tangling and you get stuck, do not rip open the knot. I don't know if you guys know this, but please do not rip open the knot, because that is not going to help your single strand knot. The best way to get it out is to cut it out, because once you rip open the knot, your hair, usually when that happens, you'll rip open the knot and it's still in a knot because it's super tiny, you know, it's hard to get out. If you can get it out, I mean, all praise to you. For me, what I would try to do, which I would get down to the root of where the knot is, so I would get the excess hair around it, and then I can see the knot clearly, and I would cut off right above it. So that way I don't have to worry about me breaking the knot apart, and then my hair over here that I broke apart is now in a split end because I've broken it off from that knot. And then this part still has the knot on it. I'm breaking it, you know, trying to get the knot, or I'm pulling the knot out. And then really my hair is just like, psh, you know. So you want to get some sharp shears, some of your sharp scissors. Cut that off so it can be a blunt, straight, crisp cut. You don't have to worry about any knots coming back, because they will come back. Once those hairs get broken and start later on become split ends, then you're going to have the problem again with knots again, and you'll have more knots in that section. So if you're finding yourself having a lot of single strand knots, stop breaking them, stop pulling them out, just get your scissors and cut them out. I don't care if you're playing with your hair in your bed, if you're in the shower. I would bring my scissors in the shower when I'm detangling, because I like to detangle in the shower, so I would just have my scissors nearby all the time. So just cut them out. I'm sorry, I know, I get it, you don't want to cut your hair, just cut it, it's better. Another note that I wanted to say on shedding, if y'all are having y'all's hair in protective styling, and or if you're having your hair in a certain style for a certain amount of time, please know that it's normal for you to have a lot of shed hair when you're taking it out of a protective style. It's been a month, 2 months, 3 months since you've taken your hair out or washed your hair or had your hair free. Your hair shred, how many strands of hair does your hair shred a day? If for a normal person, it's average to shed 50 to 100 strands of hair a day, then for a curly person, a natural hair person, a black person, you know, like it might not be that much. It probably may be more like 50, I don't know, because I'm like, where's the math? I want to see the proof. Okay, sorry. but if it's normal for about 50 strands of hair for a normal person, or for an average person, which is probably most likely a white person or somebody with straight hair, then I would say a person with curly hair, our hair is already keeping our hair together because it's curled. It's in a uniform curled. It's not going to come out unless we're manipulating it. When we are detangling it, we're finger detangling, we're putting a brush through it, that's when something's coming through. So our hair is going to more likely fall. I mean, our shed hair is going to be able to come out. If you have a protective style, just know that that hair that maybe you would have gotten out every week that, you know, hasn't been able to come out every week, it's just going to be more. So it's okay. Just look at it the next time when you wash your hair after you take your protective style out. Is it still a lot or was it less? If it's still a lot, that's when I would say you need to start monitoring it so you can make sure that it's not excessive and see if you need to start reaching out to somebody like a professional or something. And it's curl formation affirmation time. Before we go, let's go ahead and get in these affirmations. If you guys don't know, we're going to be doing affirmations during every episode. So what I need you guys to do right now, even if you don't know an affirmation, comment down below, I am proud and curly. If you don't know what to say, just say, I am proud and curly. And that right there, that's good enough. That's all you need. I am proud and curly. I am proud of my hair. I love my hair. What's mine going to be today? I love my hair no matter how frizzy it gets, because I feel like my hair is just always frizzy. It just looks frizzy. Like what? I love my hair no matter how frizzy it gets. I love that my hair color is, sometimes it emphasizes the frizziness, I feel like, because during the summer, my hair kind of gets tanned, it turns more brown. It's not necessarily blonde. I wouldn't say it was more of like from a 1B to a 2. Tell me y'all down below in the comments, and I would love to share with y'all in the next episode. So be sure to leave a comment down below. Also, if this video was helpful for you, please share with a girlfriend or share on your Instagram. Someone that might need to see it, might need to get some tips, experiencing those fairy knots. I know how it is. Please cut them out. I cannot say that enough. But yes, tell them cut it out and tell them to watch this to understand why, okay? So if you guys are interested in learning a little bit more about finger detangling and seeing how I cut out my knots, here I'm going to insert how I used to finger detangle and how I handled single strand knots. Because y'all need to cut them out. Like I said, just cut it, just let it go. So here we go.
Welcome back to my channel for another episode of How to Go Natural. This episode I'm going to be showing you how to finger detangle using only your fingers, how to go from this to this. First step, we're going to separate our hair using water to help weigh down the hair and make it easier to separate. After we get done with that, we're going to go ahead and shampoo, just focusing on the scalp of our hair. Next step is going to be using lots of conditioner, and I love this conditioner from Shea Moisture in the green packaging. It has a lot of slip and it allows me to run through my hair easily, so I'm going to saturate my hair in this product. We're going to go back to separating our hair just like before when we were running it under the water. And on this step, I just take my time a lot and just go in big sections. I usually do half my head first and then just take my time separating it in big chunks and down to the little chunks. So you will run into little snags. Just be very gentle with your hair. You might find that you need to add a bit more conditioner. And don't be afraid to add conditioner. You don't have to buy a lot of that. So just take your time with this step and separate smaller and smaller. The more you go, the smaller you can get. Even though I'm going really fast, it really just takes a lot of patience to go through your hair, and it'll get easier and you'll be able to rake through your curls. But be warned, you'll be taking out dead hair that's caught in your curls, so don't be worried by the shedding. Curly girls get a lot of shedding, so it's okay. But as you keep going, you'll see how it'll be easier to rake through your curls once your hair is saturated in the conditioner. And it is inevitable not to find a single strand knot while you are detangling your hair. So what I like to do is get it down to the smallest that I can where I find the root of the problem, which is the knot. And then I just go ahead and grab my scissors and cut that off. And I like to cut it off because it's not going to do anything but rip off and cause split ends on my hair. So it's better to cut it off. So that's exactly how I finger detangle in the shower. And it's very simple. Hope this helped. The more you finger detangle, the easier it'll get on your hair. And if you need to get a trim, it'll make it easier if you get a trim to finger detangle.
So yeah, I did that video about 4 years ago. You can click right here to see the rest of the videos in the playlist of my hair video vault. All those videos that I did before I started this podcast, still be still be applicable. I'd be like, oh, let me look at that video. So that's why I wanted to put it into this episode, because I was like, what? This is what I'm talking about. So check it out. And also, I left the link, and down below, I'll leave the link for if you're looking for the difference between a tangle teaser and a wet brush and what works better. I like the wet brush, and the dimming brush is going to already spill the beans. But definitely watch that video if you want to see how they worked on my hair texture, because I did a test on half. I split my hair and did a test on both halves, and girl, there was a difference. So I would say watch that if you're interested. But yeah, thank you guys so much for watching. Be sure to leave your affirmations down below. Subscribe and like this video on YouTube. Subscribe to us on whatever podcast app you're listening to. And thank you guys so much. I will talk to you guys and see you guys in the next episode. Bye. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next week, stay proud and curly.